Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, the night is my world. City lights, didn't it burn?
You take my self-control.
You take my self-control.
That's a good song.
Oh, dick.
Oh, dick.
Oh, pussy.
Oh, butthole.
Oh.
It's kind of what we do when we give
Laura Fabian.
I don't know. Is that the way we're starting the show?
Yes.
Y'all, it's a night show and Poodle and I've had a drink. Get the fuck ready.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
We were just in the valley doing
a collab
with
Bad TV with Dylan and Patrick. We talked about season one of, and a little bit of, but of Love is Blind. That's going out on
episode one of Love is Blind.
Episode one of Love is
season
Blind.
Season five.
That's going out on all of our public feeds.
I'm drinking.
He's already had one and a half there.
One was a White Claw, so it didn't count.
And you've got a Drizzly order coming, so we're going to have to stop in the middle of the show. So God knows where Poodle's going to be on part two of this finale.
You know what?
I didn't drink too much, but I ate too many of the donuts.
I want people to accept me as I am. Take me as I am.
I want you to not pass out in the middle of the show.
I can't guarantee that.
We need to turn on Timmy.
Timmy, your only hope.
So y'all, listen to that. If you haven't jumped in, we give you the first or the two. How many Love is Blind episodes?
We're giving two. You said two.
Yeah, we do two.
That wasn't discussed, but I guess we're doing two.
We're giving people two Love is Blind episodes, and then after that, you got to jump in. How do I start this? Okay. Love is Blind is very good, ladies and gentlemen.
It is juicy. I still stand firm on this. I don't think this cast is ready for prime time.
I like though, but Pat convinced me and reminded me. I like the cast. I think it's good casting. I think it's good TV. I just don't think any of them are really likable, except for Aaliyah, who must be protected at all costs,
but who may not be a full cast member.
So
that's why I disagree with you.
No, she's on the show.
I think they are generic at best.
But do you think you've said you thought this is one of the best seasons of Love is Blind, though?
I did not say that.
You said this season's so great.
I said this season is juicy and messy. You're twisting my words. I did not see this season was so great.
So you don't like it?
That's not what I'm saying.
No, but I'm asking, do you like watching it? Are you entertained?
I'm saying this is the messiest season the cast is are people that I don't root for.
Okay.
But I'm staying around just for the cringe.
Okay.
It reminds me of season two in that way.
Except for there's not a lot of influencers people on this one, at least not yet.
But there's not a lot of people who I root for.
No.
Yeah.
But again, I think you're still holding out and not remembering that Chris Colan is going to take whatever hopes we have in people and twist it and burn it to the ground by the end of this episode.
But I'm saying I don't have any hopes, so I'm good.
This series. No, I think you like what I don't want to root for people anymore on Love is Blind because I'm so used to just being decimated by love being ended.
I don't think that is the general tone. I think they want you to root for Cameron and Lauren. I think they want you to root for Alexa and Brennan.
Yeah.
There's no one right now who I want to vote.
Not yet, but we're only four episodes in. As you know, with Love is Blind, things can change in an episode.
True. I just feel like this season might be like a thing that with the show, The All Villains, or like Survivor Villains, or The Challenge Villains. I think this is a Love is Blind cringe season.
Or Piano Cat 77 Villains.
Yeah. Well, that's all. That's all episodes.
Okay. Oh, okay. It's all episodes.
But everyone's got a mask on, though, so you don't know.
I think it's better we start talking about the show we're meaning to talk about today, probably.
B90, there will be a Big Brother corner in episode two because I need to talk about the double eviction that happened last night.
I saw a meme of somebody in a unicorn outfit crying or a onesie. Like, what's her name? From.
I don't think that was this week.
Maybe not.
I think you're just picking
I think it was the lesbian
internet.
Person just crying.
She's
in
gone.
A hoodie. Oh, I saw a meme of her crying.
How often do you check the internet?
Monthly. Y'all, we've got, so Love is Blind is coming out. Also, at this week, The Golden Bachelor is airing, and we are,
yes, later this week, the 28th.
The Golden Bachelor, we are not getting preview episodes of that, so.
We're watching at the same time you are.
That's watching at the same time you are. That first episode, I don't know when we're doing that, because you're actually going to be in New York City.
I will be.
And I'll be in LA. So we're going to figure it out.
I feel like I live in New York at this point.
We've been gone too much. I love the city and I'm sick of it already. So
we'll be able to tell you by the time you're listening. No, we won't be able to tell you.
No.
We will be on doing our, we will have done our YouTube live.
We've done our YouTube live.
Giving away the reason why we're in New York.
So if you are on our social media, if you're not, you should be. Reality Gaze Podcast on Instagram or Reality Gaze on TikTok. Because we will be sharing some content from our trip to New York. And that's all that we can say.
Can we share that?
Don't you say another word.
Can we share that?
We're saying we're going to share some content from New York.
Okay.
We didn't say that we're going to we didn't say poodles getting banged by, you know, three
I'm
guys.
I'm going to from, horse meat disco.
Yeah, from like three guys from Love After Lockup are banging
all
him.
All gays from New York just screamed.
It's called Horse Street Disco?
Horse Meat Disco. Oh, it's like a big gay dance party.
Oh, fun. Like a fun dance party or like people doing drugs and fucking? I guess that's fun for some people.
Both.
Both. All right.
I don't know what you want me to say.
I'd want to go to one where he asks me to dance and I say, I'm sorry, my dance card's full, or say it's open, and then we dance and I hold my little purse on my wristlet as he dances me around the room.
That's
a dance party to me.
That's not horse meat disco.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like it.
Yeah. I think there'd be too many people around you who may be under the influence of substances.
No. Yeah.
Not a lot of people sitting around having discussions.
That's fine. I just don't think people that are, and maybe Molly, but are people on drugs going to fuck good? Meth makes your dick go limp. And y'all know I'm not topping anything.
I will say, Molly, weed.
Weed makes you want to do it?
Yeah, weed makes you horny. Where have you been?
I do gummies. I don't get horny when I do gummies.
Okay.
I think this is coming from you. From you.
Okay.
People, ice cubes make you horny.
People are screaming that you sound like such a frau right now.
No. Water makes you horny.
But no, it's well known that like people like weed when you're having sex is like.
Really? Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's such a Carl's wife.
I am. I'm new to it. Okay, y'all loved our interview with Petey Silvera. Thank you. We enjoyed it too. I think that's really it. We want to talk about Golden Bachelor, and we've got some collabs coming up with Two Black Girls, One Rose. We're going to be talking about Love is Blind. So we have a lot of Golden Bachelor and Love is Blind.
Love to see it. We're doing a collab with them. We're doing a collab with Game of Roses.
Yep. So we've got a lot of collabs. If there is a Bachelor podcast that you enjoy, tweet us, Instagram us, let us know about it.
And thank you. We are when you guys have come to us about this, we are trying. There are some people who are with networks that aren't necessarily aligned with our network. So don't be pissed off if we say the only way I can get in touch with people is Instagram.
Yeah, because
some bigger shows, they don't
check our messages.
Yeah, so we actually have to go through our either representation or our agency.
Also, that's some of these shows are bigger than us, and they're not going to call us back.
That's true. And so there's that. And that's the reality of it.
But we usually always try when you suggest some.
Yes.
Somebody just did Arden's, what's her podcast called? The Bachelor one. I forget Arden's podcast.
Not Will You Accept This Rose?
But...
doing great.
Doing great. That's where we are. All right. Let's do this before Poodle. Poodle gets like September, and that's fully loaded.
Oh, God.
No, and I wasn't even talking about dicks. I was talking about just being drunk.
I've had 1.5 drinks, but I poured another. Tell all, what's your... What's your overall? We've seen part one.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be part one of part one of the Tell All. B90 season 6, episode 17, the Tell All.
Mm-hmm.
What's your read?
I liked it. I enjoyed watching it. And at the same time, there wasn't anything super compelling or riveting to me in this first part of the Tell All. But it wasn't boring like other tell-alls. I still enjoyed it.
I feel like we're leaving all of the mess to the second half.
It feels like they really have to bring it on the second half. Also, I feel like Sean Robinson doesn't even have to do her job anymore because people are talking, and I feel like so many cast members are being led by the show, and that makes me wonder if that's producer-initiated, telling people to say stuff. And
so, question also. This is the first tell-all we've ever had with a live audience. I got nothing from it.
Here's my theory, y'all. I don't think there's actually a live audience there. I think they're taking...
It's just stock photos.
I think they're taking B-roll footage.
I agree. Because you couldn't even hear any applause.
No, you heard no applause.
You couldn't hear anything.
I don't think there's a live
audience. There's no laughter?
No, there's no laughter. There's nothing. It's
there's not even, oh.
Or there's like a 8-inch glass wall between the audience and the stage so we can't hear anything. But the way to...
If the audience goes,
it never,
yes,
it looks like
yes.
an audience in a
Get
generic,
it, Statler.
Yeah, it looks like an audience in a generic talk show.
I was going to say an infomercial.
an infomercial.
Where everyone goes, yay, but set and forget it.
But even set it and forget it. But even in an infomercial, you see the audience kind of in the, set.
No.
This is like set, and then another camera cuts away, and we just see a woman named Janice's face.
I'm offended. By this live audience.
It seems completely useless.
It is impotent.
I don't like it when you say that word, my least favorite word.
It's impotent. It's impotent.
Oh.
Don't.
Anyway.
Makes
me sad.
My advice is cut this live audience thing. It does absolutely nothing.
It does absolutely nothing.
It also, there are certain people who start to play to this live audience who we never really hear a response from. And one of those is Statler. And I think part of it works for her and some of it doesn't. Because it seems like she has something to say about everything.
Statler has an opinion about everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which can get tiring.
Yes, I think so too. Yeah, a little bit.
That would be me on the tell-all. I would be the same though. I'm telling you, I would be awful. You'd have to pull me back.
I do a podcast with you, I know.
And Christian is just how you would be.
I love your opinions.
Giving.
Even when you go on 20-minute rants about cake.
That's what people come here for. I hate to tell you. People want to be real. People want to be real.
About cake?
Yes. Yes. My issue with this tell-all is we seem okay with telling the story from one person's point of view, especially the American. And we're not really letting, we're grilling all the foreigners. I hated to have to defend Nicola sometimes.
Yeah.
But I feel like it is, this is the problem for me with tell-alls. They go with the least common denominator, some of the stuff, and it always feels like xenophobia.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like so the wrestling fans can yell at people.
It is like they say, let's use talking points that we know, that like Middle America talk about.
And they don't give any of the, a lot of times, the
not
the
a lot
foreigners.
Of
the foreigners a chance to respond. Like they brought Natalie, what's her name's friend, Zattler's friend, and Natalie said some crazy shit that's like, well, I don't even think Dempsey's special. And Dempsey's like, what the fuck is your problem? And they didn't let Dempsey, they said, Dempsey, how do you think? She's like, how do I respond to someone calling me not special?
She didn't love it, but she just kind of was, like, she got stung in the face by bees because she didn't expect it.
Well, she looked like someone from The Crown during the Diana segment. Mm. She was very 80s chic.
Yeah, she, like her hair was very 80s.
Yes. But it was when you're doing a retro look like that, take off one element. I think it was the neon green.
It was a little,
and the makeup.
It was her hair.
Her
hair was kind of curled and it went out, so it looked kind of like a more of a triangle hair.
Yeah.
If
one retro element could have gone, I think the whole look would have worked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we talk about some other looks?
Sure.
What was Statler wearing?
Obviously
an outfit she had never sat down in.
That's the thing on these. You've got to pick outfits that look good when you sit down.
Yeah, because the cameras are below you.
Yeah, the cameras are below. Yeah. I'm trying to remember what Statler wore, because to be honest,
it was this wine-colored head shorts.
Oh, yeah.
You remember.
It did look better when she was standing up. I was kind of distracted by her matron hair.
That up to lesbian.
It did give me, again, sissies are going to go with me on this, it gave me, not Anne of Green Gables, but definitely Anne of Avonlea vibes when Anne becomes a teacher.
Matronly teacher.
Yeah, matronly teacher.
Yes.
Her makeup looked pretty. It was very natural. I like that, but...
The kind of dress romper gave her no shape.
No, I don't think it was great.
It made her look bigger than she is.
I was really focused on her hair. I can't remember her outfit fully. I know we talked about it, but I really was bothered by her hair. It was like Stacey's blush. It's hard for me to see other stuff.
And like there was no real
boob
support.
I remember it kind of looked like blockish.
Yeah.
Like she has such a beautiful figure.
Christian had a blue kind
of... I thought he looked nice.
Douche suit on.
I thought it...
Pink shoes.
I thought it was a flare for him. I thought it looked nice.
He's getting nothing from me. You're getting no compliments.
I thought he looked nice.
Riley?
He looked fine. He was fine. I thought Gino looked nice.
Okay, Jasmine. Jasmine's look.
Jasmine. I love her.
I think Jasmine thought she was going to show up everybody on the tell-all by wearing... kind of a formal green dress.
She looked beautiful in it.
It was great. It fit her body.
Everybody's calling her toxic and all this. And I wanted to say, you leave Jasmine alone. I love her.
I will say this, y'all.
She is toxic.
Think what you want to about Jasmine. She read everyone for filth on the tell-all, and everything she said, I agreed with.
Statler said too much, but I got to say, I feel like her and Statler won this tell-all so far.
I agree. I wanted Statler not to be the, not to make, try to make people the butt of the jokes. Jasmine kept the stuff going.
Well, Jasmine more put her opinion in. Statler did what some people try to do on these tales. They become the moral arbiter.
That was my problem.
Like the moral police. She did a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Who else? I don't even, Amanda looked fine. I don't even remember what she wore.
I'd rather never think of her again.
Tyrae can't even make it to the tell-all.
Okay. Does he have COVID?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. Asking, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm sure he has COVID.
So, y'all, this is a guy who got catfished by a man.
And then when he can finally see everybody and everybody asks him, he got COVID.
And he's so thirsty. He wants to be on the show so badly. Not only, and he meets the woman he was jerking the gherkin on to.
Yes.
And she wants to have nothing to do with him. And then when he finally can have his star turn, he gets COVID. Yeah.
I got to say, the person I thought that looked the best was Cleo. She was wearing that kind of champagne-colored dress.
She
it
did
fit
look
her
good.
Really well. Her makeup looked fantastic. I thought she had the best look, tell all look.
She hasn't said a lot yet.
No, I'm just talking about the look. Yeah. Yeah, I thought she looked great. Sean looked fine. Anybody else?
Hello?
Oh, Poodle's Drizzly order is here, y'all.
Okay, I'll be right there.
We're going to be right back.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Okay, so let's just jump into kind of as we're going along. They start to gather. I will say Statler who got out of the car wearing like just pajamas. Just pajamas.
I think New York. That I respected that. That's why I didn't think there was that much of a transition between the pajamas and the outfit.
And the outfit, yeah.
Yeah.
You wanted more like a reveal, not a reveal, but a surprise.
It was just this kind of romper that didn't do her body any favors.
No. No.
Yeah, I was had a problem with is the injustice of it.
You know what?
Actually, didn't do her any favors.
I do forget. Misha looked incredible.
Oh,
her hair, of her makeup. She looked
Megan Fox News.
She looked perfect.
Yes,
the outfit, her
camera,
the dress ready. With a little. She looked gorgeous.
It almost looked like
actually. When I think she looked the best.
It almost looked like every time they cut to her. The makeup was so good.
It was so good.
It was almost like there was a filter on her.
It does. Yeah.
She can beat her fucking face.
It's incredible.
It's incredible.
And then when her daughters came on, I was like, I forget that your daughters are gorgeous.
They're all just fucking stunning.
And they're not even wearing that much makeup.
No, they're just beautiful.
I wish she wasn't with him.
So does everybody else on the set.
Fair.
That is what's interesting. We are definitely into, you can tell they are not a fan. Okay. So couple of things before we start, you know, they're all saying their little things. Christian says, I think people think I'm a player and that's not true.
Three things. I think people think I'm some kind of like booze hound, charmer, or playboy. And I'm like, people think you're one of those. Booze hound.
Yeah.
You're not a charmer or a playboy.
No.
Fuck you.
This is why we don't interview anyone on our show.
Nope. I wouldn't interview anyway. Can you imagine what that interview would be like?
Well, I don't think it would go well.
Anyway, David's got like three interpreters. And I'm glad they made that allowance.
Yeah.
Also, David grew a beard.
Love it.
Looks so much better.
Sheila is wrong. He looks good.
Agreed.
So Christian, you know, there's a little kind of, we get a little bit of starting to say things. Basically, it is a little bit like a producer wants Statler to host the tell all because they're even backstage and the questions Statler is asking. That's why I feel like there's a lot of, maybe because they didn't use writers for this or not. We don't know.
I think this was filmed right before the strike.
I think it was too.
Because Sean is hosting.
But if not, maybe they used cat producers just told cast member to ask all these questions.
Also, we shouldn't say that. I don't even think it's an issue because this show is on a completely different contract than other shows that are struck.
It's reality television. So as a SAG member, Sean Robinson can do this show and be completely in compliance.
Yes.
And in fact, the SAG, the union, would want her to do it.
Would want her because she's making money for the union.
Yes, exactly. So, because we're a SAG podcast and we support WGA.
And we want to bring clarity to this.
Yeah.
One of the most upsetting things I found, it was mostly a WGA thing, but WGA members picketing Dancing with the Stars. And just to clarify, none of those people were that's a different contract.
Yeah.
And so that only hurts us. That only hurts our bargaining.
Yeah.
So get it right.
Hopefully it ends sooner than later. Don't think so.
I agree.
So, okay. So, but Statler, they're sitting in the back saying, Statler basically says, is there anyone you're not looking forward to seeing? And Christian immediately is like, Amanda was so mean. She's so mean. And I was like, yeah.
And I predicted this, I believe, or I said this. I was talking to someone else. Maybe I didn't say it on the show. I predicted she would get off easy.
We'll see. And then, well, Misha, I like that Amanda was so mean. And the comment that rubbed Misha the wrong, she's like, that bloody sword comment.
That's what you were upset about? It wasn't the constant love bombing and the gaslighting.
Yeah.
Anyway. Y'all, they're all talking shit about Jasmine and Amanda, especially saying these
people. Amanda comes in.
Amanda's like, these people my castmates are toxic as fuck. Blah, 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 blah.
And then producer says, who is it? I think it's self-explanatory.
And y'all, Gino walks in. And we see footage of Jasmine's shoes like a Greek goddess walking clock 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 clock.
And Gino's like, "Hey, everybody, hi." He's sitting there,
and then Statler says, "I hated Gino, but now I think he needs to be protected at all costs because he's got a toxic partner." Amanda thinks the same, and then
Statler even says, "I'm glad we're not in the same room as her."
Gagoosh.
Gagoosh.
Hello, everyone.
And I went,
yes! And I heard everything you were saying.
She's like, my visa was approved. And they're
I
all
made
just,
it to America, bitches.
And all their faces are like this. Just.
They all tongue popped simultaneously.
They all tongue popped at the same time.
And she walks in that room, y'all. She knew she needed to show them up with what she was wearing. She's knocking every woman, maybe except for Misha, to the side.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, she didn't come to play. And they start to, Statler says, like, to her.
Do you recognize your relationship's toxic?
Statler has fucking chutzpah, the what she'll say to people. Because saying that so early on.
I call this more than chutzpah. This is, you don't know me, and there's nothing between us, so you shouldn't talk to me like that.
Yeah.
That's, to me.
She shouldn't talk to Jasmine like that? Well, but they're all on the show together and they want them to converse like that.
But
think
it's different.
Encouraged.
Do you realize your relationship is toxic is also insulting, but says you're also dumb.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's the right thing to say. It could have been said, these people don't know each other.
They don't.
And I know they expect us to talk, but you need to talk like normal people, not like internet trolls. That's the difference.
But it's not a normal situation. It's not a normal show. They're going to talk like internet trolls.
I disagree with you.
People get into that. I mean, people are all into that social
media. I would be okay if Statler had shown herself to be that person the entire season. Mm-hmm. If Statler had been like Angela the entire season, I would have understood it. Mm-hmm. She's not.
That I agree with. I think that it seems out of character for Statler.
Yeah.
Misha just says, Gino, I'm worried for you both. Worried for you both.
But you know what? We're going to go to the stage because it's time for the fucking tell-all.
We see like two clips of the cutaway audience and then they're gone.
And Dave and Sheila is on there signing I love you to David.
She is. She is. There's not much. They're just talking about Sheila doesn't like the beard. We're talking about that. Sean talks about how, Razvan says that after Amanda and Razvan's goodbye, that he thought they needed to take a step back. So we're going to find out about that next episode.
Just like stank face.
God, I hope they broke up. We thought she would ghost him. It would be even better if he broke up with her.
Also, his shirt is see-through.
It's wonderful. I'm really into this new mesh shirt that all these men are doing. I like it.
It's very gay.
I know, but a lot of straight men are doing it, too. I know. It's not gay. It's just buff men.
Gay.
Like that guy, that sad gay who sat by me at RuPaul's Drag Race.
Sad gay.
Live. Got so sad. So Christian and Cleo are still together.
I was
shocked.
I was apoplectic with this. Which shocked. You know what this means? If they're still together, she's convinced herself that she's in it for the long run.
Well, what if Christian is just a little awkward but really a nice guy and loves her?
Come on. Come on.
What if he is? What if it's true love?
No, this person... He's complete. Y'all, he's going to go. He may be delaying it now. He's going to go on a stand-up comedy tour of the show and the relationship as soon as it's over.
Oh, he's got a suit for it.
Exactly.
So they all.
It's very wild and crazy guys. Retro in that way.
It is. We get a little bit of people being like, they would not like Nicola talking in a bar. But we do find out. Nicola is coming to the U.S. in like 2 weeks. He got a tourist visa, so he's going to come over and visit.
Also, shocker, Riley and Violet, not together.
Not together. We are not a couple.
And she says, I'm here. I'm not here to talk shit about Riley, but I'm here to share my truth.
Share the truth. And Statler and Dempsey are together, right?
Yes.
Or did they say, don't know what
but
my notes
seems
mean.
Super fucking shaky.
Yeah, it seems shaky. So, all right, y'all. The tell-all begins.
Kukunk.
Let's start. We're getting a little bit, I think there's going to be more, but we're getting a little bit of Gino and Jasmine first.
I can't believe we're gonna have a tell-all next week for 2 hours, and we're going to have to cover Amanda and Razvan, David and Sheila, and... Who else?
I was telling you, I know they can't with the schedule, but it almost feels like they're going to do a three-part tell-all. I just don't know how we can do all this in the next 2 hours.
I agree.
It was a three-part tell-all.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I don't know, because it's going to be the 9-day premiere is October 8th, and I guarantee you it's going to be 2 hours.
Because, well, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Jasmine's only been in the U.S. a few days. And she says, y'all, I don't know who wrote this joke for her, but it's so good. Maybe she came up with it. When God created Michigan, he didn't mean for people to live there. It's so cold. I agree. It's very cold in Michigan. January and February in Michigan is a nightmare. It really is.
I bet it's very cold.
You have thoughts like you don't want to be here anymore. You really do. Like, you don't think, it's not suicidal thoughts like I want to hurt myself. You just wish, I have no energy to do that.
You just want the cold to go away.
No, you want everything to stop. Because life is too difficult.
Sounds fun.
Because life is a long, dark hallway.
Oh, I wish again.
So, I wish again.
Oh, I wish again. I was back in Michigan. It's
never heard of it.
Judy Garland's in that movie. It's an old like song. I wish again. Who's in that song?
I'm not in January and February. You don't
keep talking about Michigan.
Maybe even March.
March gets cold.
April's nice. April's nice. April's when it gets 40 or 50 and everyone takes off their clothes and sunbathes.
Wow. But what about, but don't you in the winter, don't you just stay in and fuck?
No, it's too bleak. Maybe in the beginning of winter.
I can't live there.
Maybe November, December, when you're not beat down enough. But January and February are really bad. Fix your mic condom.
Easter Parade. That's it. I knew it was Judy Garland.
Michigan.
Theme.
I
want to go back to Michigan. Down on the farm.
Okay.
Easter Parade.
Learned
that when I was in my Fred Astaire phase in middle school.
You had all
remember I told you
all young men have a Fred Astaire phase.
Yes.
So basically.
Weird. We're doing a night show. I feel like it's so weird.
I know it's.
I'm out of sorts. I'm like, what's
they
happening?
Talk about Dane, and telling Gino that he did not have sex with saying that that Gino does not want to know about her having sex with him, and she's like, oh, because when you were there,
I was dry as sand.
Dry as sand, Gino. Dry like the Sahara, Gino. Gino, make my desert moist. Make water my Sahara, Gino, with your cum.
Oh, wow. And y'all, it didn't stop there, because then Amanda jumps in, which you know now she's going to be judgmental on everybody.
Well, because she wants to throw shade off of her.
I don't know how you can trust her. And then Jasmine says, you were insecure too your whole time.
Yeah, she's
and
like,
gives it right back to her.
She's like, that's bullshit.
And then Jasmine says, I needed some validation for myself. And they do find out, and they're like, did you meet up with him anywhere? This is the other thing. Y'all, they had long consultations with these people on what to talk about.
Yeah,
It was more obvious than I think I'd ever been before, because Sean wasn't surprised.
It did seem this whole Dane and her went on a goodbye dinner. It seemed a little
agitated. Now, I didn't know a goodbye dinner, as Jasmine says, it was a goodbye dinner.
Yeah.
I did not know a goodbye dinner in...
I'm just getting comfortable. Keep going.
You almost, every time you do that, you make a nest like a dog going round and round.
I do. I got it comfortable. You do the same thing with pillows.
True, but this is my house.
Well, but I have to sit here. You want me to not be comfortable? I would want you to be comfortable at my house. Well, you should wish the same for me.
I can't get comfortable. I can't get comfortable at your house because it's impossible to get comfortable in your furniture.
You like that in the new chair.
It's okay. The idea, she's like, a goodbye dinner. She's like, so when are they? No, it's a goodbye dinner. He had flowers and wine. I'm like, that's a date.
That's a date.
That's not a good, just because you're saying goodbye doesn't make it any less of a date.
No, that's a date. I mean, what is a goodbye dinner for you a first date?
There's never any goodbye dinner.
Did you just leave?
Yeah.
Is the goodbye dinner when you steal some of their food from their fridge?
And I have a sandwich on the way home. When I'm done with you, there's no dinner attached.
There's no dinner.
Yeah. No goodbye dinner.
There's just no, which I feel like I would be that way too. So that then leads me to ask, then are you done with that person if you're having a goodbye dinner?
Well, I think they were friends longer. Now, if I was friends with one of my exes like this, which I'm not really, but I think Jasmine's the kind of person who could be.
Oh, yeah, because she can't let go of anybody she had a personal relationship with.
I would still think that a goodbye, you could do a goodbye in a brunch or a lunch. I think a goodbye dinner says more. That's just me.
Gino wasn't happy about it.
I'm
not happy about this, Jasmine. And they're like,
Gino says, did you have sex?
This is why I think it was fake. They said, when did you go? She said, February 14th.
Yeah, that's when I kind of went.
And they went on Valentine's Day, and she goes, I did not know. And I went, bullshit. If anyone in the world
knows Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, y'all, it is Jasmine.
And she celebrates it at every time, in Greenwich Mean Time.
Yes, she probably says, yes, she probably celebrates Valentine's half birthday.
Gino, what did you kiss me for Valentine's half?
Gino, it's 6 months. You're not happy, Gino.
Anyway, later on.
Gino said, that's really sad you would do that.
And Christian's like, well, it looks like you're just looking for attention. And Jasmine, without missing a beat, says, come on, you Christian, you're an attention whore. She's like, trust me, from one attention whore to another.
You're always looking for attention. And I was like, go on.
Just, she's got an answer for everyone.
She does.
And I'm here for it.
But it's not, she doesn't, we forget. I think people look at, again, it's like, we do this a lot to women anyway. We see women that look like Jasmine that have plastic surgery and all this, and we think they're vapid or we think they're dumb. Mm-hmm. Jasmine's really fucking smart.
She's not vapid.
And she comes back with people where somebody like Angela or whatever comes back with kind of hitting at people's identity and personal jabs. She's actually coming back with receipts.
Jasmine says, we had so much sex in the past that we could be sick and die of it.
And Misha goes, oh, that's so gross. Oh, that's so gross.
She's talking about with Dane.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
he fucked me like an Englishman. I rode side saddle.
He's Australian, though.
Oh, he's Australian. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Amanda says, what if he gave
you... He went down under.
What if he gave you an old tomato? And she's like, that would be very unfair. My inner circle is so small. And then...
I wish someone would have asked, but no one did. Jasmine, how would you have felt if Gino went on a goodbye dinner with his ex-girlfriend?
Oh, why didn't anyone ask
someone
that?
Because Jasmine would have said, did you go on a dinner? Did you go?
What about when you went to Legoland?
You went to Applebee's, did you, Gino?
Then we talk about the sex tape and if it exists. And she says, it does exist.
Do two exist?
They do exist. And she says, months before I met you, we made it. And I have it in my iCloud. And so then we have to go back and forth about what an iCloud is.
And then.
And like how we see it.
And then Tim Cook comes in, everybody. And he's like, welcome to the. No.
This was so boomer.
It was very. They were a lot of confusion about iCloud.
And then you cook over to Tyree and he's like this. And he's just jerking it, thinking about the video.
He is just thinking about the video.
Tyree's just like pulling his pud.
Yes. They did. So she said she had sex with Dang 1 month before she ever met Gino.
Right.
And Gino came to see her. So, yeah, I do love that Jasmine, too, is kind of like, yeah, we did a sex video. We just had fun.
Yeah.
There was no shame in the way that she talked about it. She was like, yeah, who gives a shit?
Later on, they ask her how long, when's the last time she talked to him? She's like, he called to ask me when I arrived. And then they take a break, and she goes in on Gino saying, you need to back me up.
You need to back me up, Gino. He's like, well, I'm there saying, no, I'm your fiance. You back me up.
And then she says, I'm going to be myself, so deal with it. Deal with it.
Deal with it.
What is what I say to you every time we do a live show. I'm going to be myself, so deal with it.
I'm just there to get the check. Just there.
The
free drink.
I think it's a good time.
I think so. Let me see if I had anything else
to stop because we've got three more couples.
I think that's it. Yeah, they break
after that.
Jasmine says she's never watched the video. Statler says I've been with a narcissistic abuser, and that's it. That's what she's calling Jasmine. And I just want to say Statler's a little bit. But I think that's it.
The cast, it's kind of always amazing to me that the cast doesn't realize, the cast thinks that their scenes may have been altered or dramatized, but they don't seem to realize that others may have been altered or dramatized.
That's why I feel like, I don't know, there's just tinfoil mad, or my gut feeling feels like, this feels,
yeah, you better back up.
What, tinfoil Maddie? Time for tinfoil Maddie.
Not a thing.
I.
that's the slogan. When you go tinfoil Maddie, I go, not a thing.
But my gut, I feel like producers really pumped up cast with questions. This I don't. Tell-all.
And I get it that's more
stand
interesting.
Stand by that.
But I think, I don't think that's what a lot of people want.
I think they produce this tell-all. I think this tell-all is produced solely with the idea of what are great clips that we can put on TikTok and social media to get people
more conflict.
Talking about. More conflict that people will post on. I think it literally is for social media purposes. Gone are the days of a tell-all or reunion sheds light on a new thing.
Yeah.
It gives resolution to something.
Or you know, when Muhammad says, she smells bad down there. She needs to go to the doctor.
Yes.
And Daniel goes,
that was horrible. But probably since the beginning of that, they realize when people say stuff like that, it blows up.
I don't think that was preempted.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but I feel like that's happened now in the past.
Yeah.
In the conflict with different cast. And like with, because also the same tale, the one with Larissa and Fernanda fighting.
That was not preempted either.
But that was all
and
over
you
the,
could tell.
All over the internet. So I think that's, I think they're looking at, they're memes all. They want just memes now, I think. But we're going to have to leave this here. We're going to have to leave this here.
We wish you all the best.
I'm too full from eating those donuts with Dylan and Patrick.
We're ordering food. How many did you eat?
I don't know. I ate two. I ate one in the car on the way over.
I ate a half and two bites of another.
That's not true.
That is.
Not true.
And I picked at another one.
Yeah. Picked means he just stuffed it in his mouth in a corner.
Maybe.
All right, everybody. It's shorter because it's tell-all. So we want to give you part two. So next part.
They're fine with 45 minutes.
Part two is, this is a longer a lot than most of our sexual encounters.
A lot longer. I am done usually with 25 minutes.
Yeah, I mean.
I go, I'm done. Leave.
So you can either watch a sitcom or bang poodle. Your choice.
Whatever you want, America.
And you
America.
Know what? You learn something at the end, just like a sitcom.
Yep, there you go. You do. There's the moral.
You learn to put your wallet in the car. That's what you learn.
And if you're his wife, you learn never to leave your man alone with
Thank
poodle.
You. Thank you.
All right, because remember, y'all, it's not cheating.
If it's with poodle.
And on that, we'll see you for our part two of part one.
Of part one.
Christina hates labeling these.
I know, it's so annoying. Confusing.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you have a Panamanian fiance who will celebrate Valentine's Day at every time zone,
for 24 hours, call us.